K92FM, the new home of Doc in the Morning and the most country music guaranteed. K92FM, the new home of Doc in the Morning and the most country music guaranteed.
It's 8:57, just about time to get out of here, at least for me. Got Shadow coming in next, and well, okay, not a bad first day. I think we did okay. We didn't look like the Miami Hurricanes in Oklahoma. I think we're gonna make it. I can promise you this: there's bigger things to come, and there'll be it'll be fun. It's gonna be an exciting fall around here. Tomorrow we salute September the 11th, and little by little, and of course, your input's gonna be very important, extremely important. A lot of calls we couldn't get to today. I apologize. The phones were pretty busy. But we're going to say hello to a couple of people and then get out of here before we do anything dumb. So far, I don't think I did anything dumb. You can tell me that differently tomorrow when I get back here. But anyway, K92FM, hi.
Hey, good morning. It's Cindy over in the K92FM promotions office calling to officially welcome you on board.
Well, you guys back there don't do anything to get on the air.
No, we are. You sound great. You're doing just an amazing job, and thank you. And I just want to make sure you know we love you being here. We really do.
Well, thank you. I have to admit, I've never been more welcomed into any radio station ever, and I've worked at a few of them.
Well, and you are officially one of ours, so we protect our own, and we love you to death. And I'm also a big time P1, so thank you for being nice to our home people too.
Well, see what I got to do here is I got to get them to understand I'm not a bad guy.
Right.
Now that that's said, do I get any free stuff?
Yeah, what do you got? I got T-shirts, I got hats, I got bottle openers, I got CDs. What do you need? What do you need?
I'm afraid if I ask for a bottle opener, that lady's going to call me again, so I'll go with a hat.
Go with a hat. Well, we will get you set up and get you hooked up and whatever you need.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye. K92FM, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, just want to say, hey, welcome, Doc.
Well, thank you. Who's this?
This is Jim up in Leesburg.
Jim in Leesburg.
Hey, go Noles.
What's going on with you?
Oh, not much. I just thought I'd call in there. You know, I was listening to that little thing that Doc was talking about 9/11, and, you know, the enemy is walking here amongst us.
Yeah.
Whose fault's that?
That would be the fact that we didn't pay attention who was coming into the country for the last 15 years.
Hey, that's exactly right. They're bringing them in here like it's lunch, Matt.
I mean, I got issues with the border, I got issues with illegal aliens, and I got issues with how we paid for the education of terrorists. I got issues with a lot of that stuff.
You got that right. And you know, I was listening earlier this morning, that lady called in, and she was making some comments about talking about the women with talking about their breasts and things like that. That's terminology. Call them hooters. You know, they'll call them baboons or whatever, you know. And then she was talking about alcohol and stuff like that. Well, you know, Willie Nelson went to the doctor the other day, and the doctor told him, he said, Willie, he says, you're going to have to quit drinking. It's going to kill you. Oh, Willie looked at the doctor, and he said, I'm going to tell you something. There's more old drunks than there are old doctors.
Thank you, sir. That's the way I want to end today's show.
You got it.
Man, you're the man.
Go Noles.
All right. See you later. And I said none of that. I would like that to go on the record. You never know what's going to happen when you pick up the phone. Thank you, folks. We'll be back tomorrow with a salute to 9/11. I am Doc on K92FM.
Now, with absolutely no charge, 15 minutes of music every hour rolls on. K92FM, WWKA Orlando. The most country music guaranteed. Online at K92FM.com. K92FM, the new home of Doc in the Morning and the most country music guaranteed.
Hey, it's Monday morning. It is the 10th day of September, 2007. It is 8:42, 18 in front of 9 o'clock, just about through the very first day. Don't forget, tomorrow is September the 11th, and it's a day that we're not supposed to forget. It's a day that there are some theories where people say, well, you know, you dwell on that, you dwell on this, you remind people. That's one thing that I refuse to let people forget is what happened. I was on the air that day. I was on the air for 8 hours that day, and it made me you know, we'll discuss that tomorrow, but we're going to play a lot of patriotic music. We have some very interesting sound bites, and this is not to depress anybody. What 9/11 needs to be, what September 11th needs to be, is a reminder that there is an enemy out there, and they're walking amongst us. And it's a reminder that we all need to stay vigilant, and we need to be proud of that American flag. And we need to honor the 3,000 people that died in the World Trade Centers, and then the additional soldiers who have lost their lives fighting for the abolishment of terrorism over in the Middle East. I'm very serious about it, and tomorrow we're going to honor them. So just get ready for that. It's 8:43. Who is on the phone?
This is Rich Crotty. Good morning. How are you?
The mayor of Orange County. It only gets bigger. It's only a matter of time before George Bush is calling the show.
You know, I think that he should call. He probably would be listening if he was in town.
Well, you know what? I did have his brother Jeb on my previous radio show, and that didn't go well.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, you got to have a sense of humor, you know.
Yeah, well, Jeb thinks he does. That's the problem.
Right.
Hey, I gave you a little love. I gave you a little love when I was talking to Buddy. Great job on the venues and everything.
Oh, thanks. We, you know, everything is popping all over town. I was out at the Reba concert at UCF and going to the Texas game, and you know that piece of the excitement in the community's moving right along too. So just everything is happening. It's a great time to be living here and a great time to be involved in the community. And I'm real happy that you're on a station I listen to just about every morning.
Well, I got to tell you, Mayor Crotty, I appreciate that. And do you think UCF can get Michigan on the schedule for next year?
You know, my job is to have compassion. I'm starting to feel a little bit sorry for Texas. We might just take them. You never know.
Hey,
they're only seventh in the nation, you know.
You know, stranger things have happened. Thank you for the telephone call. And, of course, now that I know this is your favorite radio station, I always thought it was where I was. But now that I know, your calls here are welcome anytime. And when we start to really put this thing together, we'll get you in here.
You got it. Put me on the list.
Thank you,
later. Okay, congrats.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
There you go. Who would have thought? The mayor of Orange County calling this morning. I guess I probably had nothing to do with the fact that Buddy called. You know, I doubt that. Anyway, it's 8:45. It's Doc right here on K92 FM.
K92 FM, the new home of Doc in the Morning and the most country music guaranteed.
Yeah, baby. How you doing today? It is Monday, the 10th day of September. It is 8:28. Building something for you. I'm the guinea pig. I'm the first guy in here. We want it to be something that you love, something that you like. And it is my first day. I'm not going to lie. It's a nerve-wracking thing. You know, I've been doing this for a very, very long time. But it's the first day of school. You know, I'm just trying not to bomb out like Britney Spears at the VMAs or the Bucks, the Jags, and the Dolphins. Or Florida's defense against Troy in the second half. I'm just trying to keep it together. K92 FM, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm a little nervous.
Well, don't say that. You do sound a little nervous. I'm glad they found somebody. I'm one of these people that never heard of you.
Hey, all right.
Anyway, because I've been listening to K92 for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, is Skid still there?
Yep,
I'm right here.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're still there.
I'll be giving you the time and temp when you need it.
Oh, they're not going to make you work as hard, huh?
No, actually, he's going to work twice as hard.
Okay, well, I'm glad Doc's here, and I'm glad, very glad they didn't get rid of you, too.
Oh, thanks.
You know, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Since you are what they call a quote-unquote core listener that didn't even know that there was a me somewhere else on the radio. Am I okay? Am I going to make it? Am I going to be okay on this radio station?
Oh, you sound great to me, and I don't care. I don't have kids, so I don't care what you say.
So it's okay to discuss certain things when you're listening.
Oh, yes. I'm in my 60s. What I don't know now, I'll never learn.
I love you. You can call me every single day if you want.
Oh, well, you'll have a lot of callers coming in once you guys get situated.
Okay, well, thank you very much. What's your name again?
Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L.
I'm glad you spelled it for me. Have a nice day, Cheryl.
Okay, bye-bye.
I know I'm going to make it now. I'm going to make it. Anyway, it's 8:30. 90 degrees is your temperature today. And tomorrow, of course, September the 11th, I'm going to discuss that in a little bit. about, you know, what's going to go on around here. And we'll do that coming up in just a few. This is Doc on K92 FM.
Up Central Florida for more than 17 years. And now, he's moved to K92 FM. It's Doc in the Morning on the station that plays the most country music guaranteed. K92 FM. K92 FM, the new home of Doc in the Morning and the most country music guaranteed.
All right, we got a Monday. We have the 10th day of September 2007. It is 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. Don't fear. It's just Doc in the Morning now because I'm all by my lonesome, except I had my friends calling, and I appreciate that. And there's no closer friend over the last 5 years than the Honorable Mayor Buddy Dyer. Well, I don't know whether he's calling to say, why are you on my favorite radio station, or he's going to call and explain to me how the Florida Gator defense gave up 31 points to Troy. Which is it, Mayor?
Hey, Doc, I'm calling to congratulate you.
Okay.
I'm trying to picture you sitting there with a cowboy hat on there.
You know what? I mentioned many, many moons ago in a Scott Maxwell column that the first time I saw Don Imus in a cowboy hat, I swore I'd never wear one. I might look just as bad.
There you go. That's probably right. Well, how is it being solo there?
You know, it's different. It's a little scarier, you know, and when they set up the format, you know, the breaks and all that on-air stuff, and they said, okay, well, you know, we'll allot you this much time, and I was thinking, man, I can talk more than that, and then I just realized, yeah, they're just about right when you're by yourself, you know, and the main thing is to be accepted, you know, and to let people know that listen to this radio station, that I'm really more like them than they think. You know, and I had my, you know, I told my share of racing jokes and all that good stuff down there. But, you know, that's just, you know, everybody jokes everybody. You know how that is.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I usually have talk radio on, but when I have music on, I have K92 on.
I knew that. See, I knew between you and Kevin Barry, I was winning over the entire city just by being here today. How have you been?
I've been great. And
I wanted to say congratulations. You know, so much stuff happened while I was gone. But getting that venues thing passed, man, that is a big, big deal for the city.
It's very exciting for the whole region, and now the fun part, design and build. And, you know, sometimes I can't wait to fast forward 3 or 4 years and see what we're going to be like when we have commuter rail and 3 new venues and the medical city up and running out at Lake Nona. Just exciting things happening for our entire region.
You know, this city is going to be looking like the Jetsons, flying cars. I mean, we're not going to know what to do around here.
Well, I tell you, sometimes when you're out on I-4, you're thinking we need flying cars.
Trust me. We all know. You know, the funny thing is working morning drive and then taking some time off between jobs, I never really drove in traffic, and I never really understood. And there would be mornings I would get out, and I would go, I don't know how people just don't lose it around here. So everything that you guys have done is very, very important. Plus, now you know what a Magic fan I am. We've got them taken care of, and there's the new soccer team coming to town, the Sharks, and just an improved facility. And you want to know something, too, that really, really, you know, for the people that get mad. And they say, well, Rich DeVos has got $40 billion, which he doesn't. It's only four. Build your own thing. It's not just for the sports. We're going to start getting better concerts and entertainment, which is going to help the economy.
We look at all the different opportunities we've lost over the years. And remember when the arena originally opened, it was just us in Miami. And then we got competing facilities over in Tampa and Jacksonville and Fort Lauderdale. So we're getting bypassed by so many different shows. U2 was over in Tampa. Gosh, just about everything you could think of ended up in Tampa or Jacksonville instead of Orlando. And we're going to get everything, anything that you could hold in a facility that seats 18 to 20,000 people, we will hold in our new event center. Because you think of Orlando, everybody wants to come here. Everybody wants to perform here. We've had everything you could possibly want except the quality venues, and now we'll have those too.
Well, you know, a flock of seagulls never let us down from 1982. They were always willing to play any state fairs, anything like that. Hey, I got to let you go. Thank you for the kind call. And now that, you know, I'm on your favorite radio station, I expect to hear a lot more from you. I wanted to say congratulations on the venue things. You guys did a fantastic job, you and Mayor Crotty, and tell him I said hi, okay?
I'll do it. Great to have you back on the air, Doc.
All right. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's one thing I never thought I'd hear the Honorable Mayor Buddy Dyer say. glad to have you back on the air. But I love Buddy. He's a great guy, and he's done a great job. It's 8:15 on K92 FM.
We're building a brand new morning show at K92 FM, and we're proud to welcome the first piece of the puzzle. Now, Doc's moved. Now, Doc's moved to K92 FM, and the most country music guaranteed. K92 FM, the new home of Doc in the Morning, and the most country music guaranteed.
I like that. That's Toby Keith, right? I love Toby Keith. And what an appropriate song. How do you like me now? I've gotten to like Toby Keith, to be totally honest with you. K92 FM, it's Doc. We're going to build us a new morning show here. Little by little, piece by piece. I'm the first guy in. I'm the monkey. I'm the experiment. But you want to know something? Your questions and calls and concerns really are what we're going to be doing here. And, of course, especially tomorrow being September the 11th. You got Diana on the phone? She got a question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, I'm here to answer every one of your questions. And some of you might be a little, you know, nervous about me being on this radio station. I don't know. Are you nervous, Diane?
I am a little bit. I'm skeptical because I have kids, and that's why I listen to K92. It's clean. It's not talking about parties, women, intoxication, and you worry me a little bit because that's why I didn't listen to XL.
Well, I tell you what, you want us to be family-oriented?
Family-oriented, so that way when my kids are in my car, I don't have to worry about you talking about things that you shouldn't be talking about while my kids are in my car. I mean, it's good for some people, but not me because I have kids.
I got you. So can I pick the family?
Remember the family, remember the kids, remember what you're saying because the kids hear you.
That's true. How about the Manson family? What do you think of that? You laugh, skeptical woman.
But, you know, you are funny. I have to give you that. You are funny. And when I didn't have kids, I listened to you. But I have kids now, so I've got to think, what am I teaching them? When somebody on the radio is talking about intoxication, drunk women, you know, how big her are. I can't do that with my kids.
Can I ask you a question? In the last hour, has anyone talked about balloons?
No, but we talked about intoxication. Okay, you said that with another caller, okay, and that's what worries me.
I did mention that girl, we went to a radio station function, and there were adult beverages there, and she kept giving them to me, and then she beat me in bowling, and I've never heard the end of that. So I won't mention that story ever again.
And, you know, I understand kids need to understand, but, it's at the age where my kids, they don't even need to listen to that.
I understand. Don't drink and bowl.
Okay.
All right, you have a promise from me that your children will be able to listen to this radio station. I will not do anything to chase away the core listener. I want them to be my friend.
That's great, because this is the only country station I can get in between Volusia and Orange County.
Don't worry, you have my guarantee. And by the way, I'd like you to be the watchdog, if you don't mind. If you hear one boom reference accidentally come out of my mouth, you call me, okay?
Okay.
All right, there you go.
All right, thanks, guys.
You good? We wrapping this now?
Yeah, we're wrapping this.
All right, very good. This is my first day.
I know.
I'm just learning. Everyone, it's okay. I can be family-oriented. I mean, I can be. I mean, and if you hear something you don't like, that's how we build this thing. You call up and say, hey, I'm not so sure I'm comfortable with that. And then you won't hear it again. It'll just be in the music because that's what they sing about. I'll let the music do that one. It's Doc right here on K92 FM. It's Monday, the 10th of September, and it's 8:02. All right, just so you know, here at K92 FM, it's not going to be just Doc in the Morning. So you can breathe a sigh of relief. There are people on the way. You don't have to listen to me ramble incessantly, moment after moment after moment. That's why they broke this down, said, play some music. I'm like, hey, wait, man, hold on a second. I'm a big-time talk show host. I am so thankful for this music right now. I can't even begin to tell you. It's going to be hot today. We're looking at 90 degrees, real good shot at rain. And we got some good guests coming up. Next hour, we have the Honorable Mayor Buddy Dyer. Of course, tomorrow is 9/11, and we're going to do... I'm going to talk about 9/11 a little bit later on this morning and my feelings about September the 11th and why we're going to do what we do tomorrow. And then Lee Corso, my good buddy, ESPN, is going to be on, I believe, Wednesday. And he's going to tell you why, if you're a Michigan football fan, you should probably be jumping off a ledge right now, you know, to be totally honest with you. And he can explain how the Gator defense gave up 31 points to Troy. But I can ask Buddy Dyer that because Buddy happens to be a big Florida Gator. We're here. It's my first day. I'm not going to lie. You know, I've always been honest with everybody about how I'm feeling. And this is a nerve, you know, wracking to do something different because, you know, you get, set in your ways and you get into, you know, you're just coming into studios that you're familiar with and working with people that you've known forever. And then it's like, I just remember what the first day of school was like. You know, my son just started middle school. And he goes, Dad, man, the first day, he goes, I love it now, but he goes, I got sick. And, you know, I wasn't feeling well. You know, the whole thing was intimidating. And I'm like, boy, man up. Well, it's time for me to man up and stop sweating. There's a good support staff around here. And we love your phone calls. I love hearing from you. It makes me feel good. We're going to be depending on phone calls for a very long time. Because as we move on and we move forward from today, that's if they let me come back tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to, like, this. I got this day-to-day contract thing going. Your ideas and how you want to build this show are going to be very important. K92, hello.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
Oh, it is so awesome to hear you back on the radio.
You know what? How come you people never called me at my other station and said that?
That's because you had enough fans over there. Oh, I can't tell you enough. It's so good to hear your voice on the radio. I was wondering what happened to you.
Yeah, well, they let me out of the hospital.
Well, that's a good thing. You took your meds and everything. So
yeah. I'm definitely medded up this morning.
Well, you sound awesome. I know you're going to do a wonderful job because you hired a great person.
Well, we're not done. I'm just the first sucker in here.
I know.
We're gonna build it, man. We're going to let the listeners build it. We're going to make it something that they can be proud of. And we're going to be all about Orlando and the five counties. And it's going to be even more local. And I love doing, you know, local stuff. And we're going to be hopefully, helping people in changing lives and educating and learning stuff and laughing. That's the main thing.
And I know you will. As soon as they get people in there that you can work off of, it's going to be wonderful. I can't wait.
That's a nice way of saying, you know, by yourself, you're all right.
You're doing great so far. You said it's only your first day.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You take it easy.
All right. Bye. K92.
Hi. Can I please speak to Doc?
Yes. What do you want to say to him?
Well, this is Courtney. I've been a good friend of his for a really long time.
Is that the girl that beat him at bowling?
Yes, that's me.
She beat him at bowling after she got him intoxicated?
Yep.
How you doing?
Good.
How's your kid?
Good. She's getting big.
How big is she now?
She's 20 pounds.
Good Lord. And what is it, 2 months old?
Dang. Nine.
What you feeding that baby?
He's 9 months old.
Oh, I know. I'm just messing around with you. It's good to hear from you, Courtney. We'll have a K92 bowling night.
We should. I didn't even know you were switching radio stations. And then I turned 92 FM on this morning. I'm like, holy moly.
So the whole time I was down at that other station, you were actually listening to this one, huh?
Well, in the afternoon, I always listen to country. In the morning, I would listen to you guys. And then I didn't hear you for a while. So I didn't listen anymore. So I didn't hear anything about you making a transition. And when I hear this morning, I'm like, holy moly, how many docs are there?
You know, actually, I think we've scared more people than we've actually made happy.
So are you guys still playing country?
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The format's not going to... Don't... Folks, we're not changing the format. Everybody calm down. I got to win. See, don't start stuff
like
that.
Well, it's kind of weird to hear Doc playing country music. I just never thought of it.
Well, just be, be comforted by the fact I'm not touching any of the buttons.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm over here surfing the net, looking at my fantasy football teams from the weekend.
Well, please keep it entertaining. We love you.
I'm trying.
And I know you'll do a good job. And if you don't, I'll call and harass you.
Yeah, that's right. The minute I start stinking it up. Hey, thanks a lot, Courtney.
Hey, no problem.
All right, there you go. 7:47 on a Monday, the 10th of September, K92 FM.
Doc's Move. Now, after more than 17 years in Central Florida radio, Doc's Move to K92 FM. It's Doc in the Morning on K92 FM. The most country music guaranteed. K92 FM, the new home of Doc in the Morning and the most country music guaranteed.
Hey, it's 7:27. It's Doc for now at K92 FM. Man, we're going to be using you guys, going to be leaning on you. We're going to need you. I'm going to need you because, you know, right now, you know, I'm used to working in a room full of people and, you know, honestly, you're my sidekicks now. So please, feel free. I'd love to hear from you. 407-424-92FM, 1-800-749-9292. You got a shot of rain today, as a matter of fact. 90 degrees is going to be your high. I guess the folks want to say hey. And I don't care if you want to call up and yell at me about something that you were mad about a year ago. Hey, I was married. I know how that goes. K92FM, hey.
Hey, this is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. And,
yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. I want to give a shout to Johnny. I mean, Doc.
Well, you can give a shout to Johnny, too, if you like.
Yeah, whatever.
They're listening. Hi, guys.
Yeah. What a pleasant surprise it was when I heard you guys are going to change the morning show. I was like, hey, man, it ain't broke, but don't fix it. And it was really a pleasant surprise. I was expecting some, you know, syndicated freaking redneck crap or something, you know.
You got lucky. You got me. Yes. Minus the syndication. I'm a Jersey redneck. I hate to break it to you.
Hey, I know you, but I'm just so happy that it wasn't those people I was expecting. So, what a pleasant surprise. Good morning to you.
Well, thank you, and it's going to be an adjustment. I'm really going to be leaning on people like you to keep my head up. You know, it's a good company. I love being here. It's the right call. It's just, you know, it's different. And I appreciate
it. I was already praying, so God answered my prayers, too, so thanks.
All right, well, thanks, Nicole. You have a great day.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Hi, you're on K92.
Hi, Doc.
Yeah.
It's Holly.
Holly!
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I told you I'd come back.
Oh, my good God. It's about time.
Well, you know what? Into month three, I was saying the same exact thing.
Oh, my God. It's been hell. We've missed you so much. All right. Where's Grace?
Probably home sleeping. That would be my best guess on that.
Damn. But, miss that girl, too. I need a hug, buddy.
Hey, I got one for you. You bring some of that seafood.
Salmon dip?
Yeah. Bring some of that salmon dip down to the radio station one of these days, once I get settled in.
I will. Hey, good luck to you. If you need anything, just let me know. As soon as I get your email address, I'll bombard you again.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, babe. Take care. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, you know, I didn't get these kind of calls down there. Will you tell that idiot to stop talking about my people that way? Those were basically the calls. How much time do I got on this one? Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. No, it's fine. See, I'm learning here the very first day. I'm in a brand new radio station. Like I said, you know, I did a lot of praying yesterday up in church because I was nervous. And the one thing I forgot to pray for was sleep. So I want about 2 hours of it. But it's an adjustment, and we'd love to hear from you. A lot of stuff's going to change, but not the radio station. It's still going to be delivering what you love about it. That's why it is the number one radio station in this town. And they've just asked us, or me right now, just to come on in, see what you can do. Don't screw it up. And things will be all right. So once again, it's 7:31. Going to go to break. Phone numbers 407-424-92FM, 1-800-749-9292. It is a Monday on K92FM.
K92FM, the new home of Doc in the Morning and the most country music guarantee.
Huh. I didn't know what I was going to do. I really had no idea. I told my program director, who oddly enough for the last 2 days we got along pretty well with, and that's a record for me, by the way, that I was probably going to open up the mic after 6 long months of not working, aside from a little satellite talk radio, and just start laughing. And instead, I'm standing and my knees are knocking, and I got 2 hours sleep last night. I'll tell you what, man, be careful what you ask for. One day, I was driving to work. Previous employer, tired, beat up, and I was like, God, man, if I could just get 6 months off. Well, halfway through, I'm like, okay, I've had enough. I've had enough. Yes, I am Doc, down the dial, here on a brand new, for me, radio station, new format. I'm very excited about it. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm just the first, what would you call, peg. And some would say a round peg in a square hole, but really, technically, you'll find out that this is going to be really good. I was driving down John Young. I didn't pull a Billy Donovan. I didn't turn around. I found the building. I got in here, and I just want to say some thank yous. First, I want to thank God, and I mean this is not some rapper that sings about killing people and then thanks the Lord for his Emmy. you know, kept my mind together and kept everything straight and helped me make a really good, solid decision. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited to talk to you guys. What it is it's almost like I'm one of those Amish guys that had a nice barn, and then someone told him, go build another one. So we're going to build you a barn. This is going to be Amish radio. I'm just the first one. There's going to be a lot of surprises. There's going to be a lot of new stuff going on. And I got to tell you, to be totally honest, no matter how bad I do on my first day, I'll never be able to top Britney Spears last night at the VMAs or Michigan football so far this year. I'm good to go. I'm fine. We're going to give you some phone numbers here. And if you want to say hey, or if you want to say, oh, now they've done it, what are they thinking? You can reach us at 407-424-92FM or 1-800-749-9292. A lot of stuff to do. We're going to build a show. We're going to use you. You're going to help us. What do you like? What would you like? What would you like to hear? There's also an office pool here at Cox Radio on when the first complaint call will come in. Whoever I offend first. And it might be the Amish. Who knows? But I got news for you Amish people. And I've been saying this for 20 years. You're not supposed to be listening to the radio. There's electricity involved. And also, here's a strange thing. I've had 3 radio jobs in 20 years, which is pretty good. And each day, each radio job started on the 10th of September. September the 10th, 1987, I started at Z104 in Norfolk, Virginia. September the 10th, 1990, I started down the dial here in Orlando. And then September the 10th, I started here at K92. Now, all 3 of those gigs were pretty successful. I didn't get fired from them permanently. I had a couple of days off here and there, but, you know, those things happen. And I sat down, I was driving in this morning, I was thinking, this is some kind of, like, mystic career fate. Or just an amazing coincidence. I haven't figured out which one. We'd love to talk to you. Now, they sat me down, and what they're going to do is do this in parts. They're going to do this in, like, little sections. And so my program director says, okay, we're going to do these 3-minute breaks. 3-minute breaks? 3-minute breaks? I got a lot to say. And then right before he opened the mic, I said, you know, this is going to be long. I said, if you want to shorten this up, I'm really fine with it. It doesn't matter. But we're going to talk to the mayor. He's going to call this morning, Buddy Dyer. When he found out that I was making the move over here, he doesn't understand why they'd hire me. And I said, look, I was wondering that myself, but I'm glad they did. I'm glad I'm here. We're all going to be friends. And one of the reasons that we want to help you, or you help us build this radio program, because there's, you know, of course, more shoes to drop, is because I want you to see I'm a good guy. You know, there are some of you going, oh, no, not that guy, that guy from down at that radio station down there. It's not that way. I'm really interested to talk to you and to hear what you have to say. So this is Doc on K92 FM.